Everyone, this is Empress Constance, and today I'm sitting down with the lovely Miss Rita from Kinkonomics.com. Hi, Miss Rita.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure, trust me. So let's just jump right into the questions. My first one for you is, how long have you been doing phone sex?
Well, my first job doing phone sex was about 5 years ago, and I worked for about a year and a half for a couple of different companies. But they weren't super good fits. And so I took a bit of a break, did some boring vanilla work, and then I've been with LDW for just over a year now.
Very cool. And that was my next question, so I didn't even need to ask it. What would you say your style is?
I'm definitely more sensual. I can't say I'm not strict because, I don't put up with shit, but I'm not a yeller. I definitely feel like I can make myself and my desires understood without having to raise my voice. I kind of feel like for me, if I have to raise my voice, I'm no longer in control of the situation. So I've got a much sort of softer, manipulative, style of domination.
Where at in your home do you take your calls?
It really depends. It depends on the day. A lot of the time, I would say the majority of the time, I am sitting on my bed with my laptop and taking calls there, just sort of lounging and relaxing. But sometimes I do work from my office as well, depending on what other kind of stuff I have to do in the meantime.
That sounds kind of naughty.
Well, it kind of is.
Ooh. All right. Well, do you have a set schedule?
I have a schedule posted on my blog that I try my very, very best to stick to. I'm available in the afternoons generally from 3:30 p.m. onward till about 10 or 11 p.m. most nights, except Mondays and Wednesdays. Unfortunately, though, sometimes school gets in the way, so I'm not always there during those times, but I try my very best to be, and I am certainly always available for appointments.
And that was my next question. Get out of my head, woman. Do you
It's
accept
dirty in here.
appointments?
I do accept appointments. Again, Mondays and Wednesdays are tricky because those are the days I have late classes at school, but any other days I can accept appointments. And you can just email me and we'll set up a time and make it work.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Now, what are some of the favorite type of calls you like to take?
A hard one. I really like a lot of different kinds of calls. I mean, variety being the spice of life and all of that. But I have to say my very, very, very favorite calls are webcam calls. I love, love, love watching on webcam. All of those, clothed female, naked male calls are great. I love cuckolding calls and teasing. I love them all. I love them all, but webcam calls are my number one favorite.
Are there any types of calls that you do not take?
No. I'm an open-minded woman. That being said, if I did at some point come across something that wasn't, my thing, I would certainly do my best to help the caller find someone else that maybe fit that kink a little bit better. I don't believe in pretending to be into something just because that's what the caller wants. I think that if it's something that we're both into, everybody's going to have a good time. If it's something that I'm just pretending to enjoy, I don't think that's fair to anybody. So,
That's very well said.
thanks.
Okay, what is one of the craziest things you were ever told, or you ever saw, or you ever had someone do on the phone?
I hear and see insane things every single day on the phone. Every single day I'm surprised. And I love it. I really like not quite knowing what to expect anytime I answer the phone. But that being said, I'm also very, very good at keeping secrets. So I'll leave it there.
Fine, be that way. Okay, do you like two mistress calls?
I love two mistress calls. I think it's a lot of fun getting the opportunity to work with the other LDAW mistresses. And every single time I work with another one of the ladies, I learn something new. Every single time, without exception. Not only is it fun to just kind of gang up on a caller, pay a little tag team back and forth, but I really do like seeing the way the other mistresses handle situations or kinks. I get to learn stuff from them as well.
Sweet. And who are some of the ladies that you enjoy doing two mistress calls? And I know we don't really have our favorites, but we all kind of have our go-to ladies. Who are
Yeah.
some of your go-to ladies?
Well, I have to say, like you said, I haven't yet had a two mistress call that I didn't enjoy. But I do really, really love playing with Mistress Alexis and Miss Amber. That being said, I've never had a two mistress call with you, Miss Constance. So.
You're the second lady I've interviewed that said that, so we're gonna throw the gauntlet down. There you have it, boys. Somebody needs to make that happen. Miss Rita, me, you, kaboom.
Good times had by all, I'm sure.
Okay,
Okay.
we're gonna go to a little bit of vanilla, and don't worry, we're gonna flip-flop back to the sexy. Do you have any hobbies?
Why does this have to be vanilla? I don't understand.
That's true. I forgot who I was talking to.
Fair enough. Honestly, at this point, school. So I guess it is sort of vanilla and lame, but all I have time for at the moment is school. I'm in my last semester of my BA, and I am spending every moment of free time reading, writing papers, studying, playing with myself, but in that order. Sometimes mixing them up, little variety. But a lot of my spare time has been spent in school lately, sadly.
And my next question was, what do you do when you're not taking calls? And apparently, you're either masturbating or studying for school or in school.
Or masturbating while in school while studying. I have little rooms in the library, you just lock the door and go at it.
Now, that's multitasking at its finest.
I'm saying, you gotta be good at it.
Okay. What's your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
I have a Jimmy Jane vibrator. I think it's a forearm two or three. I don't honestly remember which one. But it is my favorite thing ever in the history of anything, ever in the history of anything. It is absolutely incredible. I am not a huge fan of dildos or insertion. When playing with myself, if I'm going to be fucked, I want the real thing. Rubber doesn't do much for me. But vibration all day, every day.
Love it. All right, what's your favorite sex toy to use on a partner?
I have quite a collection. I have a very nice purple jelly strap-on, which I've had for quite some time and has been a good companion of mine. I have butt plugs and bindings. I love to tie my partners up. Love to tie my partners up. I love using vibrators on men and women. I think they're an underutilized tool. I can't say that there's any particular toy that I don't like using on somebody else. I'm very, I like to improvise depending on what the situation calls for.
Alrighty then. My next question, have you ever been with a woman?
Yes. Absolutely, I have. I am what I like to call decidedly bisexual, which means that I don't have a preference, male or female. It comes down to the person as opposed to, what they've got between their legs. I'm an equal opportunity fucker, essentially. I love men and women in equal amounts.
You've just made a whole bunch of people, men and women, very happy.
I do what I can.
All right. So, assuming you're done with schoolwork and you're not on the phones, what do you do to let loose, let your hair down, and have a good time?
It depends on how I'm feeling. I love to throw dinner parties. I have a few of my callers. We've had talks about them. I throw famous dinner parties that are a lot of fun for some of my kinkier friends, and we have some of my friends and some of my subbies help out in serving capacities, serving in many, many definitions of the word. And so I really like that. It's a nice way to sort of relax and let go. I like to go out dancing. I think that's a lot of fun. That's about it.
That's good enough for me. All
Yay.
right, so you get to use one word and only one word to describe yourself.
Addictive.
Ooh. Okay, if you and only one man were left on this planet, who would that man be and why?
It is a sad, sad state of affairs. I guess that's kind of the point, though. I'd have to say the boy. I've got him very, very well trained, and I think that would come in handy. But I don't know. I'm one man for the rest of my life. That's a hard sell, but it would have to be the boy.
Alrighty then. Do you see normal everyday things in kinky ways because of your work? So when you're out at the store and you see a rolling pin, do you think kinky or do you think, oh, it's a
I
rolling pin? Or,
passed.
same thing with, people that you see. Because of our work that we do you find the everyday things, can you see a kink element to them?
To a point, I have always had a really dirty mind and a way of seeing things in a more kinky light than probably other people, even before I even thought about doing phone sex. So, yes, when I go to the store and I see a rolling pin, I see a multitude of uses, the least of which is pie crust, and certainly think in a more sexualized way than I think most people do. But I think it's much more likely that I work as a phone sex mistress because I think in a more sexualized way than the other way around.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Okay, so you like to throw dinner parties. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, hands down, without question, is pho.
Excuse me?
It's Vietnamese soup, and it's the best thing that has ever been made to eat. And if you haven't had any, you should have some very, very soon. It's incredible. It's possibly the least sexy food on earth, but it is the most delicious thing. You'll just have to trust me.
Okay, I do trust you. What's your favorite drink?
This is maybe going to be a little strange. Alcoholic, my favorite drink is either rum or like a really good craft beer. I like sort of girly beers, like fruity beers or a Blue Moon, little Hefeweizen and that sort of thing. Non-alcoholic, my favorite drink ever is watered down apple juice.
I can get that. Apple juice can be quite sweet and like bling, when you take a sip, you're like, oh, that's apple juice.
I like it almost like 9/10 water and like 1/10 apple juice, just barely there.
So you like water with a splash of apple juice.
Exactly.
Alrighty then.
It's delicious, I swear.
Okay, I will take your word on that. What is the one thing on your wish list that you want the most?
My wish list is currently populated with purely gift cards, due to the silliness that's involved with shipping things over the US-Canadian border, and duty, which is a pain in my ass. But I'd have to say that I don't have a specific particular item that I want the most. I definitely appreciate all the gifts that have been sent to me, and I'm super, super grateful for the thought. But I have to say that the ones that I like the very, very most are the things that my admirers pick out on their own. So stuff that they see and it reminds them of me, or one of our calls or our time together. I love surprises. They're my favorite.
Yay. Rank in the order of importance the traits you like the most in a submissive man: respect, loyalty, generosity, obedience.
So, I'm terrible at following directions, and I made up my own list. How do we feel about that?
Have at it.
I said number one is honesty, number two, communication, number three, respect, and number four, loyalty. in that order.
Thank you very much. All right, this is the portion where we have some questions from our fans on the Enchantrix Empire, our social networking site. The first one I'm going to read to you is someone, he wants a bit of advice. It's kind of long, so bear with me. But here it is. How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on a mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know. What's your advice?
My very best advice is lying is never, ever, ever the correct answer. And lying includes doing things like buying one secretly and switching. Anything that involves not telling the complete truth should never, ever enter into the equation. I would suggest maybe offering to work for the money needed, either within the house, doing stuff for her, or getting a part-time job, an addition, and working for it that way. It is my experience that a woman's mind, once made up, is rarely available for change without additional information or additional things added to sweeten the pot.
That's really great advice.
Thanks.
All right, now we have cannibal questions. And you know, cannibal, just you never know what you're going to get with this guy. So, the first question is a three-part question. I'll ask you all three. When was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right? And would you do it again?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Violence isn't in my nature. I'm not a fighter. I was in one fight in my life when I was younger, and that's it. At least not malicious violence. CBT, spanking, that sort of stuff is a completely different story.
That's because they ask for
That's true.
it.
Sometimes over and over and over again.
And sometimes they even beg and plead for Okay, what does the phrase "the dark side of the moon" mean to you?
Well, it brings to mind that Pink Floyd album that I can't say I totally understood.
I thought this was a great question, the next one. Are you frightened of dying?
I think it's a super good question, and I think a lot of people would just say absolutely no, or absolutely yes. I don't think I could say no and be 100% honest. I don't think that most people aren't at least a little afraid of dying. That being said, I've made it a goal to live my life exactly how I want to live it, as much as humanly possible, at all times. And so that if something were to happen, I would have very, very few regrets.
Very nice. Another two-part question. Are you worried about going mad or crazy, and have you ever gone mad or crazy?
I'm not worried about it. I think everyone has had moments in their life where they feel like they're losing it. Luckily for me, I'm pretty sort of easygoing. I let stuff roll off my back pretty simply. So luckily for me and those around me, most of my crazy moments have been short-lived and usually involve me having left the writing of a paper till 8 or 9 hours before it's due.
Okay, then. And last question from Cannibal, do you crave or lust for money?
No, I crave or lust for experiences. Sometimes money makes that simpler, but money is in no way, shape, or form my driving force.
Cool. Our next set of questions are from BFLA or Writer Boy, and there's several of them, so we'll go through one by one. Is your non-LDW personality any different than the way you are on the phone with callers? And if so, how?
No, it's not. I really don't think so. I tried when I first started phone sex 5 years ago, to be what I thought the callers were looking for, the companies that I was working for. That's what was expected. As it turns out, I am a terrible liar and not a very good actor, and I ended up telling on myself a lot. So I decided I was just, it would be easier to just be myself, and if, they liked it, they liked it, and if they didn't, then fuck them. And it's much more comfortable and a lot more fun for everybody, I think, this way. And you guys seem to like it.
Yes, we do.
Girl.
Okay, do you think of yourself as a femdom in the rest of your life? Why or why not?
Yes, I do. My real life relationship is femdom based. For me, this is just who I am.
Fair enough. Name one thing about yourself you think would surprise people.
I honestly don't know. I'm such an open book. Like, I'm really bad at sort of not just letting myself show. I tried to think of something and I couldn't think of anything. Maybe that's surprising. Let's go with that.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Fantastic.
What traits in your callers interest or excite you the most, and not necessarily sexually?
Their excitement and communication. I think getting to know the caller as opposed to just their kinks is what I love most.
What traits do you look for or think are most compatible with you to be a regular client of yours?
Openness. The willingness to explore and try new things, the ability and willingness to develop a relationship that isn't just kink based, if that makes sense.
At least it makes perfect sense to me.
Good enough.
Does your family and close friends know that you are in the phone sex business?
The boy does, obviously. My best friend and my mama know. And honestly, if anyone else asked directly, I'd tell them the truth. I don't see the need to advertise my career choice. I don't have any t-shirts made up or anything, but I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of.
I agree. How long do you see yourself staying as a phone sex mistress? Do you see yourself leaving for other pursuits? And what would make you leave?
Well, I'm in school now, and I definitely hope to continue with LDW until I'm finished that, for sure. I do have sort of a lifelong career in mind outside of being a phone sex mistress, but I have to admit that it's hard to picture myself leaving for good because it's genuinely something that I enjoy.
How did you get into this business?
I was living in a small town, and there weren't a lot of jobs, and I needed a job, and I thought, hey, sounds like fun. The end of that.
Well, all right. Well, we're glad that you thought it sounded like fun, and here you are.
Thanks.
Okay, our next couple questions come from Steph from the Enchantrix Empire. When was the first time you made love in the back seat of a car?
I can honestly say I've never had sex in a car. I've given head in a car, I've given head in a moving car, but I've never had sex in a car.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
What was your most memorable date?
I don't know. I can give you sort of my most memorable period of time with somebody. I don't know what if it constitutes a date. But last year we got a lot of snow and the power was out for 3 days. And so the boy and I spent 3 days snowed in by ourselves in bed, enjoying each other and keeping warm, and it was very, very nice.
It sounds extremely nice.
I could think of worse ways to spend time.
Right? Okay, so last question from Steph. If you could be any female singer, past, present, or future, who would you be and why?
Etta James. She was incredibly powerful and soulful, and every single note just hits you like in your stomach, like a sack of bricks. And I love that. I just think it's incredibly sexy.
Very cool. We just have a few more questions to go. We know that your blog is kinkonomics.com. Are you on Yahoo?
I am on Yahoo, and my ID for Yahoo is actually the same for Skype. So that's convenient and easy to remember. You can find me at either of those just as Enchantrix Rita.
And are you on any social media sites like Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr?
I am on Twitter, and you can find me there at Loveliest Rita. And I post there quite regularly. I am also on Tumblr. You can find me on Tumblr at mindfuckmistressphonesex.tumblr.com.
That's a mouthful.
It is, isn't it?
And before I let you go, I know that you have a weekly cock radio show. Do you want to tell everybody about it?
I do. Every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join me in both on Cock Radio and in the Community Kink chat room for the Bad Touch Society. We get together, we listen to music, talk about lots of great things, sometimes play some games. We have a weekly trivia contest that sometimes I forget about, but usually it's there, and we have a lot of fun, and we would love for you to come along.
Awesome. Well, Miss Rita, I want to thank you so much for sitting down with me today. I know everybody's going to love listening to this interview.
Oh, thank you, Miss Constance. You are just too sweet. It's been my pleasure.
And if you want to spend some one-on-one time with Miss Rita alone, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.